Today's pageant winners often advocate for only the most vague of causes, world peace, child welfare, a clean environment. But what about professional athletes? Should they be expected to take bold public positions on the most controversial issues? Commentator Kelly Kandel has an answer.
When my younger brother Casey played professional baseball for the Houston Astros, he would often wear a T-shirt with Nelson Mandela's image under his game jersey. He was making a statement, if only to himself and his teammates, that professional athletics should not be divorced from politics. Mixing politics and athletics can be dangerous. When Dallas Mavericks guard Steve Nash wore a T-shirt that said, "No war, shoot for peace," at the NBA All-Star Game last year, he was vilified. One sports columnist wrote that Nash should just shut up and play. And Flip Saunders, coach of the NBA's Minnesota Timberwolves, told the local newspaper that, "What opinions you have, it's important to keep them to yourselves." Since then, no other major pro athlete has expressed anti-war sentiments. That's a real shame, no matter what your opinion is about the war. Can anyone argue that the problems of war, poverty, and environmental degradation have been solved? Back in the late 1960s, many athletes were less inhibited about wearing their political values on their uniform sleeves. All-pro football linebacker Dave Megacy jeopardized his career with the St. Louis Cardinals by campaigning against the war in Vietnam. Tennis great Arthur Ashe fought apartheid well before that movement gained a broad following. Billie Jean King spoke out for a woman's right to choose during the height of her career. And Muhammad Ali, who is loved now but only in retrospect, was stripped of his boxing title for taking a principled religious and political stand. When my friends tell me that sports and politics just don't mix, I remind them that presidential candidates are always dragging sports into their arena. Not a week goes by without either President Bush or Democratic challenger John Kerry attempting to show the voters that they love sports just as much as the next guy. Maybe it's the multi-million-dollar contracts and the lucrative endorsement deals that have made today's professional athletes so politically timid. As Mr. Nike Michael Jordan once said when asked why he did not speak out on controversial issues, "Republicans buy tennis shoes too." Where are the jocks for social justice when you need them? Athletes are constantly told that they are role models for our children. In an age where we lack real heroes, wouldn't our kids have more to look up to if these athletes excelled in political and civic life as well as on the court and ball field? Before November, the NBA champion Detroit Pistons will visit the White House. Detroit has lost 28,000 jobs over the past year. They needed that championship. I'm hoping that when the players stand next to President Bush for the photo opportunity, that at least one of them has a T-shirt on that reads, "Create jobs, not war." I'd even be satisfied if they wore it under their coat and tie.
The comments of Kelly Kandel, a writer living in Los Angeles. This is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand.